Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 International Film Festival and Awards Macau. And I'm very pleased to be joined by Orlando Stewart. First of all, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Producer of the film Bellbird, which I watched this morning, and it was really a fascinating film. I'm looking forward to our conversation. And the film is directed by Hamish Bennett. Well, thanks once again for joining us. And like I said, I really enjoyed watching the film today. And this is probably going to be the worst question of the interviews, at least I hope. It's the annoying one, but just for the benefit of the listeners, I wonder whether you could just say a few words to maybe introduce it, and then we'll talk about it in more detail.
Sure. So Bellbird is really the story of an older farmer coming to terms with the kind of sudden and unexpected death of his wife, and it's told over the course of the year and deals with a father and son kind of grappling with the fact that they can't really communicate, and how a kind of small kind of community of misfits kind of gather around them and sort of almost without purposefully helping them, actually help them and kind of bring them to a point. And I think really the point is where Ross, the farmer, kind of can actually grieve. You know, he's holding himself so tightly against, you know, actually expressing grief, that I think the point where he grieves is kind of really the turning point for him.
Well, I mean, one of the things that I really connected with was the fact that I grew up in a small village in Ireland, which actually has not so rural as it used to be before. Now, you know, there's four supermarkets there. There really shouldn't be, because there aren't enough people. But what I mean is that it's a very specific sort of world and landscape. Were you familiar with this landscape before you came involved with this environment and the community when you got involved with the film?
Well, Hamish grew up in that area, so he was very kind of aware. In fact, you know, the farm we shot on were family friends, and we have made two other shorts in that same area prior to the feature, so I was, you know, aware of, you know, the people. And I mean, that was one of the most beautiful things about making it. So we made it over the course of a year, so we would go down and sort of film around certain aspects of farming. So when they're doing the haymaking, and then, you know, you'd go back 6 months later to do the carving, you know. And so we really became quite embedded in that community. And they were also, because Hamish was, you know, grew up there, they were so, so helpful. Right. And you know, everyone basically in the community really lent a hand and got in behind it.
Interesting. So you were working with Hamish before this film. How did you meet?
So Hamish and I met because he asked me to act in his first short film, which is called The Dump, and it's set in the same dump that the one in Bellbird. And because it was such a low-budget film, I kind of produced it as well. And Hamish never asked me to act again, but he did. He did ask me to keep producing. Yeah. Maybe he wasn't so overwhelmed by my performance in his first film. But, you know, we got along really well. And I think we kind of really like working on the same kind of material and also in the same way.
No, that's interesting you bring that up, because I did, you know, see, you know, try and find out a little bit about you before the interview, and it seems like you've worn many hats within the film industry over the years. And so did your production work begin with your collaboration with Hamish? And, you know, how do you find producing, you know, fits you?
I really enjoy producing, and I enjoy it because it's, you know, I've done directing and writing and acting, and I mean, one of the things that really struck me when I first met Hamish was I was kind of annoyed because he's so much more talented than me. And so what it meant was I really wanted to kind of protect his vision, and I think for me that's really what the kind of producing I'm interested in doing is kind of collaborating with people, but also really trying to support interesting voices that you really believe in. And so, you know, we'd worked together on a couple of shorts, and I think Hamish really developed that voice that's in Bell Bird across them. And then when it came time for the feature, we brought on board another producer, Catherine Fitzgerald, who's made amazing films, and she kind of really kind of solidified that unit, and it was a great kind of creative relationship.
Speaking about the artist's vision, there's a couple of very interesting choices in this film. After the movie, I was just speaking with a film critic and a fellow film journalist, and we were talking about the fact that, well, she said that she loved the film because she is a little bored with dialogue-driven movies, and in this film there's a lot of quietness, and it's very subtle, you know.
Yeah.
That's an interesting choice. I mean, I wonder whether you could elaborate on that and the challenges of making a film like that.
Oh, definitely. And I think that was something that also became more prominent during the edit. But because Hamish is so aware of that world and the kind of, well, not the lack of communication, but how a lot of communication is done wordlessly and sort of, I guess, through actions rather than words. So even the support that's shown to Ross and Bruce is often just in a little bit of help. And I mean, the fact that, I mean, Ross is a terrible communicator, and I think it's all really summed up in that line that Bruce says at the dump, where he says, "Mum used to talk for both of us."
Yeah.
And so when Mum is gone, there's this huge chasm that neither of them is really capable of filling. And so the lack of communication, I think it was, I felt like that was just very brave of Hamish. Yeah,
I actually find that interesting as well, because yes, that line that you mentioned really pinpoints the fact that this sort of quietness of the lead characters is also something that has been traditionally linked to men. With, you know, the man who doesn't speak much is the man that is somehow in control of everything. And I wonder whether this particular choice, yes, it is attached to the environment and the rural landscape where the film is set, but also the film ultimately is about masculinity too. I mean, I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, I think it is about masculinity, but I think it's, and also the kind of, you know, fact that men can be kind of struggle with communication, and a certain kind of man especially can struggle. But I think it was also that those guys are really kind of portrayed with a real sense of love. And I mean, very much the Ross and Beth of the film are based on a kind of real life couple called Ross and Beth, who Hamish grew up next to, and they kind of, I mean, Hamish describes it as saying that they kind of never had a lot of nice stuff to say to each other, but underneath it all, there was a lot of love there. You know, there's a lot of ribbing and a lot of shit thrown at each other. And he kind of came up with the story where he imagined what would Ross do if Beth passed away. And that was kind of the seed of it. And it was really, I guess, how, you know, a man who has only that one person who they can communicate with,
yeah,
deals with it. Yeah.
Well, it's fascinating talking with you. We're going to have to wrap it up, but it's a very interesting film, and I remind our listeners that it's called Bell Bird, and I thank you for joining us and talking with us about it. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.